Welcome to Shiur Shavei Yitzchak Kapara. Tavshin Samach Ches, Tavshin Samach Ches. Valeinu Tova. Okay. Before we begin the actual learning, I'd like to just make some introductory remarks, and then we have a niggun of the Peyadua. Okay. This year, the Siyata Shmai, we're learning with Sakhir Gittin from the beginning, Parakam the Gittin, which is a very yeshivish parak. It's well learned in the yeshivas. As last year's Limud is not well learned in the yeshivas, but this year's Limud is very well learned in the yeshivas. Okay. So just to review the Seder Hayom. Okay. We are together, there's 5 days a week, including Sundays. Okay. So the schedule is like this. Seder on Sunday is 9 to 11:30, and then Seder is from 11:30 to 1. That's Seder on Sunday. And on Sundays, we don't learn Git. Sundays we learn in Yonei Halacha, there'll be packets of Hashem, the different limuds we're going to be starting. This Sunday is still the Labor Day, so we're not going to meet this Sunday. I'll be in Florida anyway, the wedding. So starting the following Sunday, so you'll have, we're going to be learning, you'll be told what we'll be learning. I'll tell you right now, but in Yonei Halacha on Sundays. On Monday, we have Chavrusa here from 9 to 12. Then we have lunch, and then the shiur is one-ish, more like 1:10-ish, till 2:30. Then we have a mincha. On Tuesday, that's our early day, we have shiur at Chavrut from 9 till 11, and Shir from like 11 to 12 in the classroom. Because we have a ruling Shir, yes, we have in the classroom. On Wednesday, we have Shir on Chavrut from 9 to 12, and Shir is again 1:10-ish to 2:30. And the same thing on Thursday, except on Thursday, in the last half hour, we have a Chumash Shir as well. Okay, so the key to success in anything is to be there, to attend. So be consistent in our attendance, very, very important. Now there are three individuals, besides myself, who hopefully will be helpful in your progress in the shiur. First we have Rabbi Berger, who is the Shaul Meishiv of this Beis Medrash. He's not only for our shiur, he's basically this Beis Medrash is for Rabbi Willie's shiur and our shiur. But Rabbi Berger is here to service both shiurim. He's a Shaul Meishiv. You can go over to him and ask him anything you want in learning. Plus, you know, details in terms of chavrusas or in terms of seating arrangements. Then we are fortunate to have two shiur assistants. First we have Josh Shachem Solid, who is known as the Mala Rav. Mm-hmm. Please raise your hands so people can know who you are. And Aryeh Graver. Okay, two redheads. Aryeh Graver, and both of these individuals also are here for helping you in any way, shape, or form, meaning they'll be helpful for learning. If you just don't want to schmooze with them, if your chavrus is not working out, if you have a problem with the shiur, yeah, anything, they're great individuals, and you should take advantage of their presence. And Rez Hashem and myself, I'm Rez Hashem here to help as well in any way, shape, or form. I try every day to eat lunch with someone else in the shiur to get to know everybody. So, and if you have something you want to, but it takes time, you know, to get through the whole Shia. So if you have something you want to discuss with me, you can come over and we can make a time. I live here in the neighborhood, so it's convenient. I live across the street. And in the afternoons, I'm usually, and not always, but usually in the library on the fifth floor, so you can come by. And I'm usually here during Seder. I give a smicha shir twice a week for part of the morning, but most of the morning I should be here. There are Mar Makomos packets, you know, the packet sheets that I give out for when we do the Mefarshim. I haven't given out any yet, but we will have. I would recommend that you get folders to store them in a boxes, folders, to store them in a way that they don't get around the Beis Medrash. We have several extracurricular shiur activities. First, we try to have Shabbatons. Sometimes during the year, we try to go to Simchas Torah, to go to a community as a shiur, to help mechazek the community and mechazek themselves. So we'll get back to you on that. I was told that this September 8th, all the shiurim are going to have a luncheon with the shiur luncheon, September 8th. And the learning, Bez Hashem, should go well. And I encourage participation. This is not a lecture, so please feel free to participate. We do everything inside. I don't believe in giving information and the people just writing down information. That's not my style. I feel that you have to see everything inside that you learn, and this way you are kona it, and you should feel free to ask, to discuss, and just, again. And the eager, should be, besides the learning, is we should try to make a kesher myself with each and every individual, with yourselves and with myself. So that's what we're, it's not just a shiur where I just come in and give a shiur and leave. We're, concerned about the well-being of everyone here in the shiur. And if there's something that's bothering you that you want to discuss, it doesn't have to be in learning. It can be about anything that you would like to talk about in your life or whatever. You should always feel free that you can come by and schmooze. Okay? We begin the shiur with a niggun, as we every zman. We don't do this every day. I don't know if somebody once thought that we do this every day. We don't do it every day. But we Avinu Avraham, but we also have another minute. And that is whenever there's a simcha in the shiur, we also sing Siman Tov. So I'm glad to announce that Robbie Charnoff just recently got engaged. So that's the simcha in the shiur. So we'll sing to him, and then we'll do Avinu Av, and then we'll start learning. Now, Rabbi Reese is the new dean of Reese, that he would like to come in sometime today in the middle of shiur to speak. So I don't know when that's going to happen. So just letting you know that might happen as well.
Oh,
weeks, we're going to pass around the sign-up sheet. So you write your name, your cell phone, email, whatever. So this way I'll get to know the names and the faces. So please sign up. And when the sheet is finished, please bring it back to me. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's gone. Cool.
Types of shluchim when it comes to gittin. The normal, regular way of giving a get is the man directly gives the get to the woman, gives the get to his wife. It means the man is present, the woman is present, and he gives her the get. However, as we learned, when we learned the second parak of Kiddushin, the halacha is that both the man and the woman don't have to be at the get proceedings. Each of them could appoint the shliach to be there on their behalf. If a man appoints a shliach, that's called a shliach leholacha, meaning the man is making a shliach to. So instead of having to go, the man lives far away, say. The man lives in California. The woman lives in New York now. And the man, instead of having to travel in, his next door neighbor is going to New York anyway, so he appoints him as the shliach. That's called the shliach laholacha. The next type of shliach, that's the shliach that the man appoints. The next type of shliach is called a shliach lekabbalah. That's the shliach that the woman has the right to appoint. In other words, she doesn't have to accept the get herself. She can appoint the shliach to accept the get for her. So here, hamevi means that somebody is bringing the get on behalf of the husband. Meaning it's a shliach laholacha. The husband is not bringing the get himself. He's appointing somebody as a shliach to give the get to the wife. As Rashi writes in the second Rashi, the end of the second Rashi, Dibra Masl Tzorech, Rashi says, the shliach ze habal asa'o shliach laholacha. That this shliach was made as a shliach laholacha. The Baal made it as a shliach laholacha, meaning the Baal doesn't want to go to the woman for whatever reason. So he appoints a shliach. Halacha means to carry, to bring it over, to be molech. So the Baal appoints this person as a shliach laholacha. And that's what it means, Hamevi. Hamevi means somebody, not the Baal. The Baal, in other words, Hamevi is the shliach, is bringing the get. You see, it's interesting, you know, like Rabbi Yagid, that I was talking to before the other day, you know, as Rabbi Yagid said, the Mishnah presupposes that you know a lot of other information. In other words, so he's, you know, Hamevi. In other words, you know that there's a concept of shlichus. Now, I'm assuming that. The Mishnah is writing it, Kiyilu, it's already assumed. A maybe get, Mimedina Sayam. So let's see Rashi. A maybe we have Gina Sayam, says Rashi. Kol chutz la'aretz, kari lei Medina Sayam, bar bibodol, with the Omer al-Kamon. That Medina Sayam, usually in Shas, and we'll see in Tosis, that Medina Sayam usually means like Puppetsville. You know, someplace like far away, you know, far, far. You know. So here, Chutz La'aretz is considered far away from Eretz Yisrael. So they use the word Medina Sayam instead of using the word Chutz La'aretz, because the point of this Mishnah, as we'll learn, is that the get is being brought from far away. In other words, say the woman is, say, in Eretz Yisrael, or maybe even another place. And say, let's assume now she's in Eretz Yisrael, and the husband is in Chutz La'aretz, and he's appointing a shliach from Chutz La'aretz to come to Eretz Yisrael to give his wife the get. And that's our Rashi. It's called Chutz La'aretz Karalei Medina Sayam Bar Mibov. except, bar means except, except from Bavel. That Bavel is also Chutz Laaretz. So why shouldn't Bavel also be included? So we have to see that there's a reason. First we have to understand what's the halacha is, and then we'll understand why it doesn't apply to Bavel. So Tzarech, says Rashi, Hashliach HaMaviyo Loma. The time in first book Gemara Shliach Zabal Atso Shliach Lolocha. So again, let's start again. Maybe get rid of Dina Sayam. Tzarech Shiyomar B'fanei Nechtav B'fanei Nechtav. So if you bring a get from Medina Sayam, you the Shliach, so before you give the get to the woman, the Shliach has to say that this get was written literally, B'fanei Nechtav, it was written in my presence, U'B'fanei Nechtav, and it was signed in my presence. Now, the question is why? In other words, when a woman gives a get to a man, so she just when the man gives the get to the woman, he just gives the get. What's the reason that this get, before the shliach gives the get, you have to say this statement, b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta? So before we read the rest of the Mishnah, let's understand this line. I may be get Medina Sayyam Sarah Shayomar Bufani Nechta Bufani Nechta. Why? So the Gemara says, Gemara, my time, look at the bottom line, my time, Rabba Omar, Lefi She'ein Biki in Lishma. So what does that mean? Says Rashi, Lefi She'ein Biki in Lishma. Ein Bine Medina Sayyam B'nei Torah. The people in Chutz Laaretz, I don't know who wrote this. The people in Chutz Laaretz, some Zionist in Israel maybe. The people in Chutz Laaretz are not B'nei Torah. They're not B'nei Torah. So what does that mean, they're not B'nei Torah? V'ein Yodim Shetzorach Lichtov HaGet L'Shem HaIsha. Whereas there is a din in Gittin that when you write a get, it has to be written lishma. Lishma means that you have to write the get, the sofer who writes the get, has to write it with the intent for this particular man and this particular woman. But say, for example, you know, look, how many different names are there in the, you know, the Jewish community? Shmerel, Barrel, you know. So you know, theoretically, you could have printed gittin from before, and if somebody would need a get, you know, they go to the store. Oh, what's your name? Your name is Rachel, and his name is Shimon. Oh, I have a Shimon Rachel get. Here you go. Give me money. You know, it would be very, very efficient. You know, just you know, do it that way, and Shalom al Yisrael. So the din is, but not that way. So the din is that get has to be written lishma. So that means, and we'll have to go into detail what this means. It means that it has to be written l'shem the man and l'shem the woman. It has to be written for that particular couple. Say, for example, you have two couples in the community that have the same name. She's a Rachel and he's a Binyamin and Rachel. And it was written to this couple, and for some reason they didn't use it. And now the other couple, the other Binyamin and Rachel, want to get divorced. So they say, oh, we have a get ready. No good. Because it has to be written, Lashma. And the Gemara learns that out from the Pasuk, the Kos of Law. Kasav la sefer krisus, as Rashi writes, second line. Ukroksi the kasav la sefer krisus, la dehainu lishma. It has to be written He has to be written with Shema. So the assumption is that the people in Chutz La'aretz don't know about this halacha, because it's not written beferish in the Torah. You have to know the drasha, that law l'shma. If you just read the Chumash in Tisetse, where the parsha of Gittin is, it just says because of law. So I could read that pasuk a million times and I'll never know that it means l'shma. So you have to be somewhat learned. So apparently the people of Chutz La'aretz, the assumption was, and we'll see in Tosfos more specifically what that means, We're not so learned people. We're not so knowledgeable. They didn't know this halacha. So we're afraid that any guest that's coming from Chutz La'aretz, any imported guest that's coming from Chutz La'aretz, we're afraid that maybe it was not written l'shma. And therefore, if it's not written l'shma, then the whole thing is no good. That's a real psul. That's then the woman remarries, her kids will be mamzer. So that's pretty not good. So how does this solve the problem? All the guy says before he gives the get is, this get was written in front of me and signed in front of me. So says Rashi, Hilkach ober shlech b'fani nechto b'fani nechto. In other words, we make him say b'fani nichtav b'fani nechtav, so he starts to tell us that he saw the writing of the get and the signing of the get. So that'll trigger in our minds to ask him, was it l'shma? And then he'll respond, hopefully yes, that he knows that it was written for this particular couple. But if he just gives the get and doesn't say that, then we'll forget to ask him whether it was written l'shma or not. If he just gives over the get. So we make him say b'fani nechtav, b'fani nechtav, and that will trigger in our memories that, hey, we gotta ask him what? Was it written l'shma? And then hopefully he'll either say yes or no. But even if he says no, at least the get won't go through and we won't be a problem. If it's yes, then great. If no, then we'll be fine. Then we'll just not give the get. Now, what's the obvious question? What? Yeah, if the whole point is that we want this shliach to verify that it's written l'shma, and that's the whole point of why he makes this statement, so then the takana should be, you have to say b'fanai nichtav l'shma u'b'fanai nechtav l'shma. You missed the main word is missing. No? If the whole point is all we care about is we're just afraid of whether it was written l'shma. That's what we're afraid of. Was it written l'shma? Was it not written l'shma? So we say, it sounds like a game. Tell us that it was written in your presence. The mayor, that'll remind us to ask you whether it was written l'shma. And then you'll tell us, and hopefully it'll all be good. Why did Chazal just make the takana of what? Just say b'fanai nichtav l'shma. That's what should have been the takana. So Rashi says, "Will kamei mefarish my time alo atzrachu nami l'mei mer l'shma." In other words, Rashi always anticipates the reader's questions. So anyone who's learning this Gemara, and if you don't ask this question, then you miss the boat. Because if you're learning this Gemara, and the Gemara says, why you have to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav, and Rabba says, l'visha ein b'kiyim l'shma, so if you don't ask the question, but you didn't say anything about l'shma, He just said funny nechtum, funny nechtum. So that doesn't mean that it's lishma. So Rashi says the Gemara is going to ask that question later. Do you have patience to wait, or should I show it to you now? I'll show it to you now. Gimel of an Aleph. Three quarters of the way down. First word on the line is Virabba. Virabba. It should have been really the line before that. Amal hamikatani b'fani nechtov l'shmo v'fani nechtov b'dinu l'sei hachi el di mafshis le di bura osi l'migzayim. Rashi osi l'migzayim. You see that Rashi? Osi l'migzayim d'lo yom rakulu v'arminu kamar pa mishanre m'veh shatobu f'amim gittin havlad manzim. Whereas it says gittin is such a precise thing. If you do one thing wrong, you can mess up the whole get. So therefore, if we're going to require you to say defanai nechtav lishma, defanai nechtav lishma, we're afraid that you might just say defanai nechtav and leave out the word lishma. And if we would make a takana that you have to do it that way, and you didn't, that would hassle the get. So asi the migzaya, what does migzaya mean? Cut. We're afraid you're going to cut it short. You're not going to say the whole statement. So therefore, the requirement was just to say those two words, those four words. Bifanei nechtav, bifanei nechtav. And not to say bifanei nechtav l'shma, bifanei nechtav l'shma. Because we're afraid that if we require you to say it, you're going to what? You might leave it out. Why would you leave it out? You know why? Because sometimes you would think that it's enough to say b'fani nechtov, because b'fani nechtov is a meaningful statement in its own right. The Gemara is going to ask, so why are we afraid you're going to leave out the word nechtov? No, if you say b'fanai, you're not afraid that you're going to just say the word b'fanai. That doesn't mean anything. B'fanai, in front of me. In front of me what? Right? But if you have the word b'fanai nechtov, that's a meaningful statement. And if we require that you say b'fanai nechtov l'shma, so then sometimes people will get, you know, careless. People will get careless and just say b'fanai nechtov. Right, but it's not like you have to realize that, in other words, the asking of the question is not a requirement. It's we assume that it'll, in other words, what have there was when somebody gives a get from Dina Sayam, so it's not shot that in the end they actually have to ask the question. There was it's likely that they'll ask the question, but the takana was just to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. So they didn't want to require that you should say b'fanei nechtav l'shma, b'fanei nechtav l'shma, because you'll come to delete it.
Why not just make the tariff to just say that there was no l'shma, it's not sure that you're there.
What should be?
Just have to say there's no l'shma.
That's what we say. That's the Gemara's question. B'fanei don l'shma means nechtav l'shma, nechtav l'shma.
Yeah, why not? Just say the word
is don l'shma.
You don't have to say.
That's what. Yeah, so that's what. Yeah, but what's don l'shma? The ksiva or the chasima? So the nechtav means the ksiva. Don is the ksiva. That is the word don. It was don. What do you mean don? The ksiva or the chasima? Thus, he's don.
So this is like a serious thing. The get is not like a small thing. If it's better to require an aid to say a full statement to be more accurate, an extra word, it's not like some minor transaction. This is a big deal. A get.
Right. So just for that reason, that we're afraid that it's gonna.
Do we really think the aid's that unreliable that if we add an extra word that he'll forget it? This is like it's a very important job. It's a very big deal.
Okay, in life, a lot of important jobs, people, forgot that, it's just the reality. I'm all very attuned to the reality of people and the reality of being careless and things like that. So the less they have you to say, the better. The less requirements, the less chance you'll mess up. The more requirements, the more chance you'll mess up. One word.
Rob, Rob's answer really doesn't have so much to do with the people in the Yosiam, because really it's a problem on the basement. They should know, shouldn't basically know to make sure to ask that he saw it. What does that have to do even with the Yosiam? That has to do with the fact that basement should know better. Why are we so worried about, why are we worried that basement won't figure out to say that
in the Medina Siam, the people.
But they're still coming to the basin in the city. Whoever is coming, is coming to the basin in the city, right? So shouldn't the basin?
They're going from Medina Siam
to the city
to Israel.
Right. So shouldn't the people shouldn't the basin in Israel know to ask the Jews, did you see it? Even without him? You're saying that Nechtam is a reminder to them, so they should know to ask, did you do it the Shema? But shouldn't they know without him prodding them? Shouldn't they know better?
Right, but they wanted to make it an official procedure.
So
you don't make it
with the people in Mizraim Sayam, then really it's just a reminder for based in.
Because we're afraid that when it was written in Medina Sayam, there's a possibility that maybe it wasn't written Lishma. So therefore, when you say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam, that will be the cue to the rabbinate in Israel to say. Was it written Lishma?
In Israel, you don't need to ask if it's written Lishma.
Because in Israel, Kulanu Chachamim. All B'nai Torah. In Kutzal Aretz, Nis B'nai Torah.
Where do you draw the line? You're not going to find out that the it happened in front of you.
Oh, so that's the next line in the Gemara. Take the next on Gimel Amin Aleph. The word says, "Rabba." First word, "The din who delisni hachi." Only the mafshus lay before us in the mikzayit. Again, the mafshus. Mafshus means if you have too much. If you expand the dibor, us in the mikzayit, you're going to come to cut out. The more you have to say, the greater chance that you're going to delete. So now the Gemara says, "This is your question." Hashinami asi lemekzayah, but even if you say b'fanei nechtav, isn't there a chance that you'll chop off? You'll chop off a word. You'll say b'fanei. So the verse says chad miklas goyis. If you have three words to say, it's likely you'll miss out one of them. But if you have two words to say, it's not likely you can only say one. Because one word really doesn't make any sense. But if you have a whole statement to make, it's likely you'll miss a word. So three words is already considered like a statement. So if you delete one word, that's going to be a problem. So a chashash. But if you only have two words to say, you can delete a word. It's a funai. That doesn't mean anything. So they're not choshish. Because without... If you don't have two words, there's no statement. So we're not afraid of that.
Not so much cutting out one of those words, but instead of being you can say funai
Right, okay, so that's a good point. But that we'll see when we learn the significance of the ksiva and the chasima. Okay. So that's the reason of. I mean, to me, I tell you, I don't know, I was always bothered with Rabba. I don't know, it seems like very strange, like, it seems like very you know, like Ikhasa ben a sefer, you know, even though the Gemara asks it, I don't know, I've never settled with Rava. Rava says something else. And that's the second reason in the Gemara. Rava Amar, Lefi She'ein Eidim Mitsuyim L'Kaim. Okay, now let me give you a little background. Say, for example, somebody comes to me with a written document that says that I owe him $1,000. It says that I borrowed $1,000 from Baruch Shmuel. And it has two, and it says, you know, Rabbi Simon borrowed $1,000 from Baruch Shmuel. And it has two witnesses signed on the thing. So one day, somebody knocks on my door and says, Rabbi Simon, please pay me $1,000. For what? Because you borrowed money from me 2 months ago. Please pay me back. And he presents a shtar. He presents a written document that says, and two eidim sign that I owe him the money. So what if I would say, you know what? That shtar is a forgery. I never borrowed money from you. That shtar is a forgery. So what's the din? What would you say the din should be? What should the din be? What? I guess who's the Aiden, which Aiden? But I'm claiming that it was a forgery. Aiden, believe. I'm claiming there is. No, there are no Aiden. What Aiden? I signatures. I don't see any bodies. I claim that the whole thing is a forgery. Am I believed? So what do we do? According to the Torah law, what do we do if somebody comes to me with a shtar and I owe money and I say, Mizuyaf, it's a forgery. What's the halacha? Am I believed or is the guy with the shtar believed? What is the halacha? What would you say? So you said, what's your name?
Jason.
You said what?
I said guy.
Which guy?
The guy.
I'm a guy too.
The guy who's going against me.
The guy who's
going against me. Not only does he claim it, but he also has two signatures.
So he should win. Do you want to agree with him or disagree with him? Rabbi Yankov.
I disagree. The motion is that we are overriding. If someone wants to bring money, take money from me, so I think to bring the food to
me. So Yaakov says, no. He's trying to be motzi mamon from me. So he has to bring a proof. But Jason will say that. He has a proof. The proof is what? Right. So who wins? Who? Bash. Okay, so listen carefully. There is one line on Gimel of an Aleph that you have to know this line. If you don't know this line, don't say you ever met me. Okay? Don't even say you ever said hello to me. You have to know this law. Okay?
It's the first word on the line is Liboy. Liboy.
Okay? It's the words of Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish was a colorful personality. So he was the head of the Listim, the head of the bandits. And he did tshuva. And you know the story. That Chazal say a story that when he came to Shemayim, he was put, you know, because then he became the famous Reish Lakish. He did tshuva, he became a famous Amora. And all his friends in Shemayim were put in Gehenim. He was put in Gan Eden. They said, but he was with us in all the criminal plots that we had. Yeah. And Hashem said, you did tshuva. So he said, we'll do tshuva. It's too late. And you can only do tshuva when you're alive. That's the whole about. Okay. That's good for Ella. Coming up. The Amar Reish Lakish, Aiden, this is the famous line that I said, if you don't know, I won't. Aiden hachasumim al hashtar nasu kimi shenechtera edusa bevesim. This, Rabosi, these two lines are it. I mean, this is the soul of everything. The soul of Judaism. The soul of stars. The soul of. So what do they say? So these two lines, you gotta know these two lines. Aiden Hahasumim Ahashtar Nasu Kamisha Nechra Idusa Bebezdin. Which literally means the following. If you have two signatures on a shtar, that's the same value as if two Aidim come to Bezdin. Whereas if two Aidim come to Bezdin and say, I owe $1,000, that's it, I have to pay. Even if I say these Aidim are forgeries, they're liars, doesn't matter. If they two Aidim come to Bezdin, the Torah says, we believe two Aidim. Right? Abu Shnayim Aidim. We believe, that's Judaism. We believe two Aidim. That's what the Torah says. We believe two Aidim. So the Chiddush of Reish Lakish is, if you have two Aidim signators, that's the same thing as if we have two live people. Even though the signatures are just signatures, just ink. Ink is like a person. A signature is like the person. So Mamela, Jason, our good friend Jason, is correct. Midoraisa. That if somebody comes and knocks on my door and says, Rabbi Simon, you owe me $1,000. You owe me $1,000. And I say, how do you know? I mean, puts out a shtar, has two Aidim. Even though it's a possibility you could have forged it, Midaraisa, we're not choshish for that. We're not choshish that a person would do that. And therefore, two Aidim sign is the same thing as if we had two live people coming. Two Aidim sign is the same thing as two live people. A shtar with two signatures has the same potency, the same koach as two live people. That's the Chiddush of Reish Lakish. But you have to realize the following. That Reish Lakish's din is the din midaraisa. But as we know in very many cases in Shas, a lot of times Rabbanan added different qualifications. So Rabbanan, Chachamim, said even though Reish Lakish is right, that's the din midaraisa, but we want to, midrabbanan, be choshish that it's a forgery. So Chachamim had made an institution, which is a din derabbanan. It's a din derabbanan. And that institution is called Kiyum Shtaros. Kiyum Shtaros. Kiyum Shtaros means that if somebody comes to me and says, here's a shtar, you owe me $1,000, there are two signatures. I say forgery. So midaraisa, that's the din of Reish Lakish and Jason. Midaraisa, I have no case. Because two signatures are like two live people. But Midrabanan, they said no, that we're not going to rely on two signatures unless you mekayim the shtar. What does it mean to mekayim the shtar? So the mekayim the shtar means that I either have to get the people who sign to come and to look at the signatures and to verify that that's their signature, or to get two other people who know what the signatures look like and testify that these are the signatures. And if I don't, if the guy doesn't do it, then I don't have to pay. So midoraisa, that's the din of Reish Lakish. Of Eidim Achasumim al Ashtar, Nasa Kimisha Nechkar Edusam Bebezdin, that's the din of Reish Lakish, that there's no kind of mezuyah. Because Eidim Achasumim al Ashtar, Nasa Kimisha Nechkar Edusam Bebezdin, which literally means, again, written testimony is Nasa, is as if the Eidim came, Nechkar Edusam Bebezdin means that they were questioned, and they passed the examination, and therefore they're believed. Because even when Eidim come to Bezdin, we don't just trust them, we question them, we interrogate them. But two Eidim that sign a shtar has the same status as two people who already went through the process of getting examined. That's the din midoraisa. So midoraisa, if I say mezuyah, I say forgery, I have no claim. Midrabanan, we believe mezuyah. And therefore I won't have to pay unless you go ahead and you mekayim the shtar. Mekayim the shtar means, again, maybe you get the people who actually signed it to come and look at the signatures to say, this is my signature, this is my signature. Or you what? You get other two people who know what the signatures look like and claim. And if you don't, then the mezuyah claim wins. So you're right, midoraisa. So Reish Lakish's din is what the din is min haTorah. And then midrabanan, they said no. Oh. Okay, so that's all important background information. Now we can understand Rava's halakha. Rava says, you know what you have to say if you're coming to Funding Nechta Befunding Nechtam? You're coming from Hoopetsville. You're coming from far away, from Hoopetsville. And you're coming with a get from the husband. And before you give it to the woman, the shliach has to say, I verify that I saw it written and I saw it signed. You know why you have to do that? Because what if one day, when the woman wants to remarry, and she said, and they say, you're remarrying? I thought you were married. So she said, I was divorced. Have a get. Say one day the Baal says, forgery! Forgery! It's not a get. It's a forgery. So what's the deal? So the same thing that he said before. Midoraisa, he has no claim. Because she has a document. The woman has a document that has two Eidim on the document. So midoraisa, she has no claim. He has no claim. She has a document that says she's divorced. So midoraisa, she can remarry. The Baal says it's a forgery. Who cares? The forgery is not listened to, midoraisa. But midrabanan, they said, we do listen if you say it's a forgery. So now what? So now what do you have to do? Get the witnesses. But Ribbono Shel Olam, find the witnesses. We're here in Eretz Yisrael. They don't have planes. Those things, you know, like we have planes. You can. I always say, you know, He can come, you can be in Yerushalayim for Shabbos and be here Sunday morning for Shir. Not for Shir, for Seder, 9 o'clock. Right? There's no excuse. You can be here. I told you a famous story. The guy was sitting right here. I said, where were you for Shabbos? He said, Yerushalayim. And it was before 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning. I said, if that be the case, then that's Machayah for everybody. Right? We have a concept of a plane today. If you didn't hear, we have such a concept. He can mamish be anywhere. But in those days, they didn't have that. So we're afraid that what's going to happen? This shliach is going to go give the get, and the woman's going to want to remarry, and one day the husband is going to say, I don't know, for whatever reason he wants to mess her up or whatever, it's a forgery. She didn't get a get from him, he's going to say. It's a forgery. So what should we do? Kiyum shtaros, right? But where are we going to get Kiyum shtaros? Where are we going to go? To wait 9, 10 months to find an age? You know, it's impractical. Today, 2 seconds, you're there. But then, they didn't have. So you know what? You know what? Chazal were afraid of this. So you know what Chazal said? Any time you're going to have a shliach come from Chutz La'aretz, before he gives the get, let him mekayim the shtar by saying b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. So he'll mekayim the shtar. So if he's mekayim the shtar, then I don't have to worry anymore about getting the agent from Chutz La'aretz. So just schlep the maisa. I don't have to worry anymore. So we have a built-in kiyum hashtar. Okay, we have the privilege today to have Rabbi Reese, the new Menahel of Reese, to greet us. So it's a tremendous chus to have him come here.
Thank you very much. I will only interrupt briefly this year. I guess that Rabbi Shadr and I go back a long way. I believe that we were together in the same shir. We were Talmidim in the yeshiva way back when, 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago, in Rosh Hashanah shir. So it's a special privilege to visit Rabbi Simon's shir in particular. And I look forward to hopefully get to know all of you better over time. Please feel free at any point in time to stop by the REITs office. And as I like to emphasize, this is one big unique experience, regardless of other obligations that one might have with respect to college studies. Essentially, this is a yeshiva, and it's a complicated but holistic yeshiva experience. It's good to start the day, certainly in the base medrash. I urge you to finish the day in the base medrash as well. Make sure to set yourself up a night seder, figure out what even makes the most sense for you at night. There are various chaburas that are offered at night, and chavrusas that we can arrange for you, so please avail yourselves of night seder in order to just keep things in the proper perspective. The goal here is what we call the classic yeshivish goal, learning Torah Lishma. Very much we try to emulate ourselves, try to emulate the Belgian tradition of learning Torah Lishma, meaning really for the sake of Torah. This carries the obvious, parallel, meaning for the sake of really developing the understanding of what the Torah means, what it's meant to be conveyed by the Torah that we're learning. Chaim Volozhiner uses the lashon of Lahosik Letachutopo. Everybody has a particular role to play in the development of understanding Torah. Each one of us has our own chalik. Each shir has its own chalik, that the Torah, the understanding of Torah, is developed more and more through the shtadlus, through the shmada of every single shir, working together the Rebbe with the Talmidim in order to unearth all the mysteries of the Torah that are contained within each and every sugya. This has the obvious linkage with the beginning of Maseches Gittin, which also talks about a different type of lishma, right? Not the lishma of learning Torah lishma, but the lishma of writing again lishma. It says the cross of law, again, it's supposed to be written in lishma for the purpose of this husband, the purpose of this wife, the purpose of divorce. And it said, I worked with the best. So the best is he did 300 gifts in a year. So every single get, the husband would always say, I think I want you to write the get specifically for me, specifically for my wife, and specifically for the purpose of divorce. It has to be written in the Shema. So this comes up at the beginning of the Masechta. The Gemara asks, why is it that the Shliach Mishnah says the Shliach who brings the get from the Dinas Hayam to Eretz Yisrael has to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam.
Why?
So it's my focus between Rabbi and Rabbi. So Rabbi says, you already touched on this, right? So Rabbi says, b'shei mekiyim l'shma, because in Medina Sayyam they don't know the Shema. They're not so conversant that the get has to always be written l'shma, but worry maybe it wasn't written l'shma. Therefore the shliach has to tell us it's written l'shma. It's the obvious kasha. Shliach isn't telling us anything of the sort. Shliach is just saying, a funny nectar. The gef is written in my presence, signed in my presence. He doesn't say a word of the Shema. The Gemara suggests maybe he should say the Shema. The Gemara doesn't ask him any words. So he doesn't say the Shema. So if he doesn't say the Shema, then what have we accomplished by the Shliach giving the gef? So you probably may even have spoken about this already. What does Rashi say? So Rashi gives a very interesting answer, which is the question is so good that there's no good answer. Rashi says, you're right. The Shliach doesn't say anything about the Shema. And if we would end the conversation there, we wouldn't get anywhere. But what does this statement of the Shliach accomplish? It begins the dialogue. It begins the conversation. The Shliach says, I have authority to talk about this. You know why I was there? So since he was there, so he can ask the questions. So over time, we'll ask the questions. And we'll ask, was it written in the Shema? Did the Sofa have the right intention? Did the Edom have the right intention? Was everybody, the husbands, authorized appropriately to get? And these questions will be answered, so we will be able to extract from this conversation that the get was written in the Shema. That it's the beginning of the dialogue that enables us to be able to clarify the Lishma component. So, waxing completely homiletically, we can carry this over to the same idea of beginning this month. You're beginning this month, you're beginning to learn the sugyas, you're going through the Marmot Chumash in the packets, and you are learning with Rabbi Simon every single day, and you have begun the dialogue. You're showing up by virtue of showing up on time to Seder, going through this Mekoros, chasing the Mekoros, engaging in a dialogue, a Shakla Vitaria during the Shir. This conversation, by virtue of your being here to begin the conversation, will enable you to eventually develop the quality of the limud over time to the highest level to the Yirtzeh Hashem of learning Torah Lishma. So I wish you all much hatzlacha, and I look forward to interacting with each and every one of you over the course of the rest of your time.
Okay, back to Rava. So Rava says, what's the problem? You're going to have a get, come from Medina Siyah. And who knows, one day the husband's going to say, what? It's a forgery. So then, so Midaraisa, no problem. So, because she has a star in her hand that has two signatures. So Midaraisa, it's no problem. But Midrabanan, they made what? An institution of what? Kiyam Shtaros. Yeah, but Kiyam Shtaros is easy if everyone's in the same location. So we'll just call up the Eidim to come. They live two blocks down. But if a person's giving the get to Eretz Yisrael, and it was written in Chutz La'aretz in Medina Sayam, Whippetsville, and we don't have, you know, air travel, and we don't have this, so that means she's going to have to wait around for who knows how long till we find some Edom who know the signature or the Edom themselves. And that's going to be a Geschlepta Maisa. So what do we do? So Rava says that is the genius of Chachamim's Takana. Chachamim say, you know what? Before he gives the get, before the Shliach gives the get, let him say B'fani Nechtam, B'fani Nechtam, and that will be the key of a star. So that even if what he says later on, forgery, doesn't matter, because we have a Kuyam already. So we say, don't be stupid and require that there be a Kiyam, which you're not going to be able to do for, get the Kiyam right now. What's the obvious question? Oh, so we'll see. We'll have to learn that. See in the Gemara. What's your name?
Noam.
So Noam says that according to this, hypothetically, if the husband never claims, then that it was a forgery, and he didn't say Bifani, it should be good. We'll have to see if that's true or not. But what's the obvious question, Josh? Yeah, Kiyum HaShtar would work. In other words, you could be Maktim L'Refu Olamaka. You could be Maktim L'Refu Olamaka. That's what basically they're doing. So it's usually Kiyum HaShtar. You wait till they say it's a forgery, then you're Mekayim. So Chacham say, be Maktim L'Refu Olamaka. Get the Kiyum HaShtar before the guy opens his mouth. So when he opens his mouth, we'll already, you know, Masalik him. Smart, clever, ingenious. Well, what's the problem? Green, what's your name?
How do you trust one guy to be kind of star?
What?
How do you trust one person to be a kind of star?
That's it. Beautiful. What's your name? Rafi? That's it. Bakim Ashtar is these two aides. You'd have to get the two people who signed, or two people. One aide? The Shliach is one person. That's an excellent question. So that's the only reason the Mar is a good question. That's going to be the Gemara's question. So let's look inside. Rava Omar, if you should ain't aid them with suyim l'kaimo. Rashi. If you should ain't aid them with suyim l'kaimo. Ain't shayaris mitsuyas. Misham l'kan. They don't have claims. You don't have the Elal. This is before Elal. Before Israel. Before all these things. You don't have the Shayaris Mitsuyos. Shayaris literally was a caravan. You know. If the Baal will come, Yara means he will complain. He will cast aspersion on the validity of the get. Lomar Lokasaf. I never wrote such a get. It's a forgery. Shu Eidim Mitsuyim Lahakir Hasima Sa'edim. So they're not going to be Eidim around who are going to know that this is a good signature. The Eminu L'Shliach. And so they trust the Shliach. Ula Kaman Parich, and later on the Gemara is going to ask, Bein L'Rova, Bein L'Rava, Libay Trey. Shouldn't you need two witnesses? So that's going to be the Gemara's question. Okay? That's going to be the first question. So it comes out here, Rabosai, we have a fundamental machlokes between Rabba and Rava, why you need to say the funny nechta, the funny nechta. You need to say it as a way of determining whether it was lishma, or do you need to do it to make a Kiyum HaShtar. Okay, so the Gemara says, "My Beinayu." What's the Nafkimina between Rabba and Rabba? But the bottom line is, they each need what? To say the funny nechta, the funny nechta. So what's the difference? What's the nafkamina? Is there a difference between the two reasons? In other words, yeah, the two reasons conceptually are very different. But is there any practical nafkamina that comes out?
So the Gemara says, Ika Beinayu Daisu Beitre. Rashi, Daisu Beitre. Ushneim Nasu Shnuchum Legarcha. Again, Yotze Tachzi Deishneim. In other words, what if you had, instead of one shliach, you had two shliachim? Huh. The rabba boy the maimer, the rabba lo boy the maimer. So shnayim heim in yarbal, heim utzim mutayim. But he says, what if two, instead of one shliach comes, say two shliachim come. Two shliachim come to deliver the gift. So do you still have to say Befane Nechta when you give the gift? Or not? So according to Rabba, we have to know whether it was written Lishma. So what difference if it's one Shliach, two Shlichim, three Shlichim? It shouldn't matter. But according to Rabba, according to Rabba, what's the problem? We're afraid we're not going to be doing a Kiyum Ashtar. So therefore we say, what? Be Mekayim automatically. So, but if you have two Eidim, two Shluchim, so we have two people. So we'll be able to do the real Kiyum Ashtar. You don't need the Takana of Befanei Nechtav to do this newfangled type of Kiyum Ashtar by one person. We have two people here, so we're not afraid that what? That we're not going to have being able to make Chaim the Shtar if later on the Baal Lot says a forgery. So then, if there are two people who bring the get, you don't have to say Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtav. So what's the obvious question?
What other country, why would they stick around if maybe
the right, so Rav Garitano says very well. Avi says very well. But these Eidim, we're not like keeping them hostage forever. You know, in other words, that's going to be close to Sakasha. Like, those that we're saying, if you have two witnesses that come, then according to Rabba, you still have to say Befanei Nechtav, which we still have to know the Shmuch. But according to Rabba, that we're afraid we're not going to be able to do a Kiyum Shtar, we have two people, so we'll be able to do a Kiyum Shtar when we need to. So why do you have to say Befanei Nechtav? So Avi asked a fundamental question, which is Tosa's question. And that is, yeah, but if you don't do it now, these Eidim aren't sticking around forever. So why should you do it? You should. That's an unbelievable kasha. See, a kasha like that, certain kashas, if you don't ask the kasha, it means you didn't learn the Gemara. You missed the boat. Some kashas, okay, they're more tangential. But certain kashas, you know, like if you didn't ask, Menachem?
Why are these shluchim necessarily the
Well, they're going to, in other words...
When they saw it happen, but it says they were the signatory agent.
They weren't necessarily the signatory agent.
Then
but they could still say that this, we recognize the signature. Okay. So this kasha remains, when we're going to learn the Tosis, we're going to do this. Okay, Rabosa, let me tell you like this. I would recommend that tomorrow... You chazer over this Gemara. Continue in the Gemara, because I think before we go into Meforshim, and I know everyone likes packets of Meforshim, we'll get to it, don't worry. But first let's get the sugya down pat. So go through the Gemara, you know, Beis and Beis, Gimel and Aleph. Then you can start looking on the Tosafot, and then we'll, as Hashem, tomorrow we have Chumash also, it's Thursday, and then we won't have Shir till the following Tuesday. Okay? And then we'll have Kumash here as well tomorrow. We'll have him in for a couple of minutes, okay?
I've
the ultimate religious.